welcome to episode 94 of Fish and Connoisseur a Movie. My name's David Pether, but you can call me Fish. With me, as always, is my favourite sack of shit,
Connor McDuff. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Fish and Connoisseur a Movie. You haven't had a beautiful break of our stuff, but we have had a two-week break. How bloody exciting is that, Fish? How was your trip?
It was good. I was in Thailand, shoveling elephant shit and looking after elephants, I should say. It was good fun.
No, I think you should say shoveling elephant shit. I think that's a better story.
Yeah, it was. I did get, I was telling you the other day how I got rushed by a bunch of elephants.
Almost killed, yeah.
Yeah, well, not really. It's, you know, I might have over-dramatized it to you just to sound cool, but it was six or seven giant elephants running towards us, and their minders, which they call mahouts, one of them was like, fucking run, run, run. And you know that shit's going down when those guys...
When a mahout tells you to run.
When a mahout tells you to run, shit's getting real, you know, because usually they're chill as fuck. Yeah. So anytime like an elephant would come near you, you'd be kind of like, oh, is this cool? And he's just sitting there on his phone, so it's all good, playing Pokemon Go. catching shit. No, it was good. It was hot, but now I'm back in the icebox that is Melbourne, and it's depressing.
Welcome back to Melbourne. Sorry that it's depressing. In the 2 weeks that you've been gone, you guys probably noticed that we put up a special extra bit, Warcraft interview, which is cool, and it took me fucking 3 days to upload. I had to re-upload it 6 times. I had to re-export it 6 times. And then when it finally got on Facebook, it was still fucked. So real sorry about that. We did our best. We can quit now if you want. You just let us know.
We're not so good on like the video side of things. The audio was fine, I'm sure.
It was fine. All I had to do was cut out dead space. It was an easy job. I had a great time. Added photos in. No worries. Went to export. Oh, what's that? Oh, nope, you don't like photos. All right, well, fuck me.
But you should still go check it out because it's a very yeah. special interview that... I did with a Warcraft fan.
Yeah.
And for people who listen to our Warcraft interview, we both kind of shat on that movie, but we aren't fans, so it was good to hear a fan's point of view. So
it was really good. It felt like he actually had a real genuine kind of interest in the film, and like it did seem to make a difference. If you played the game, the movie seems to pretty much be a huge fan service.
Yeah, well he was pointing out a lot of the things that we were saying, was probably a fan service. That was probably a tip of the hat to something. And there was so much of that, you know, people like you and me just don't get, so I don't care.
And I'm glad we were right. And I'm glad he had a good time. Everyone wins.
Well, at the end of the day, if you can't please the fans, then you've failed. But if the fans are happy, you've done your job.
And fuck the two unpaid critics who sit
guys.
On Skype and chuckle.
Right in the ass. But Connor McDuff, this week we are reviewing Tarzan, not Ghostbusters, because we have just gone on a bit of a Ghostbusters run. For you, the guys out there who haven't listened to our last two episodes, it was Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2. Fucking check it out. They're great, great episodes. We were hoping to lead into the new one, but we kind of fucked that up and there's Tarzan in the middle.
Yeah, so you had to fucking watch this fucking shit. It's not, I'm not like, this. That's not my thought on the film. I just, it was just in the way.
It was. It really feels like an out of place film. Mm. But it's there. We watched it and now we're going to review it. So Connor, can you please tell us what happened in this film?
Let me give you a quick rundown. So you guys all remember the original Tarzan story. His family are shipwrecked. His parents are killed by a fucking leopard. And then he's raised by gorillas. And that is lit, people. He's raised by gorillas. The dad gorilla hates him. Some humans come. He meets Jane. He falls in love with this girl. They want to take him back to society. They kill all of his gorilla friends. He gets mad. And he kills a couple of people. And then they live in the jungle, Jane and Tarzan. So all of that, what I want you to do, I want you to take what I just told you, that story, and put it in the toilet and flush it, because none of that fucking matters anymore. This is somewhat of a sequel. So basically, this is set after that, but what's happened is, so Jane lived in the jungle, but in like a tribe, as an English teacher, daughter of an English teacher or some shit, and basically, fucking Brendan Fraser, Tarzan, is... is
nice.
Like he gets knocked out and he's taken to this tribe place, and then they move back to England and he's like a celebrity. So Tarzan's a known celebrity basically, and he's like the Kanye West of the 1800s. And so Kanye and Harley Quinn are in love and some issues are happening fucking in Africa. Christoph Waltz has decided that he wants to play another bad guy in another film. So he's going to go to Africa.
Yeah, nothing.
Take some diamonds and massacre a country. And it turns out Tarzan's from there. He's not too happy about that option. Neither is Jane. And neither is Samuel Jackson, who decides to come along for the ride.
Just is there, yeah.
Just like, if you... Fuck. Anyway, they all go...
We'll talk about it.
And they all go, Christoph Waltz wants to capture Tarzan because the guy who has the diamonds... Sounds like a video game story. The guy who has the diamonds wants to kill Tarzan because Tarzan killed his son because his son killed Tarzan's gorilla mother.
Gorilla mom, yep.
Anyway, we go through it. Jane lives. Tarzan lives. Christoph Waltz dies. Fucking Samuel L. Jackson is pretty much just playing Samuel L. Jackson the whole time.
He doesn't say motherfucker at all, though. He doesn't. So they capped him.
Yeah, they did. He would have been quite capped. Yeah. Captain America. Fuck my life. Anyway, moving on. You know, like, he talks to some gorillas, you see some animals, and then they end up living in the jungle anyway. So it's pretty much, they pretty much went full circle, and it's almost as if they could have just told the original story, because that's the ending of, it doesn't make no sense anyway. that's pretty much it.
That's it. Man, I had... one of the best experiences of my cinema-going life watching this film.
What? Are you for real?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I was in Thailand.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to go see what a Thai cinema looked like. I have this thing, whenever I go to a new place, you know, everybody's going to all the tourist fucking landmarks. I go to the cinema.
Yeah.
Check it out. See, because, you know, different cultures, we do things differently. It's just interesting to see. And I, you know, look, Thailand... in Chiang Mai, where I was, it's not like, you know, fucking skyscrapers, and it's not Tokyo. It's not this fancy ass place. It's pretty run down. It's pretty, you know, pretty, it's not, I wouldn't say dirty, but it's run down. I will say it's old, it's run down. So I expected to have some like really charming old cinema that, you know, the seats have fallen apart and everything. And fuck, was I wrong, because I probably went to the best cinema I've ever been in my life.
What? Are you for real?
It was fucking plush as shit. Like, amazing. I can't even, like think of a nice Australian cinema, and it shits all over that.
Are you for real?
Yeah, fucking like, hell. You know, gold class, fuck off.
Shit. So what happened?
So, me and my girlfriend Beck were going, we wanted to go see Finding Dory. And we rocked up, and I'd made friends with a Thai lad over there. Who his English name is Max, and we said, well, you want to come see this movie with us? Because I, you know, as I do, I normally talk about movies, and I got talking with this lad, and he's a bit of a movie buff as well, and he said, yeah, I'll come along, come to this cinema, it's really nice. And so we went there, and thank God he came, because me and Beck were about to go see a Thai dubbed version of Finding Dory, which I definitely would have sat through, because just to see if I could, you know, I'm actually Finding Dory, I probably could have followed. It would have been good, because it's a great film. We didn't see it. And then I looked at, there was like other sessions. So they had IMAX, they had, you know, some sort of form of gold class.
Gold class, then
another thing called 4D cinema.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
And like, you know, well, we know what 4D is. It's like, you know, you feel shit. Like, we've got it at Movie World for novelty little films like Shrek and shit like that, where it blows some dust at you and you can smell things and the chairs move a little bit. And I'm thinking, hold on, is this just for like a... Like that? Is it like little short films?
Timothy? Yeah.
No, it's the whole fucking movie.
What?
In 4D.
No.
And I was like, fuck, we need to go see this. So we had to wait around another hour or so, but it was fucking worth it, because the cinema was incredible, like really, really pretty. And you get in and it's all roller coaster style, like moves around and does all that shit. And this was probably the perfect movie to see.
Yeah, fucking
as well, because it goes, there's so much different shit that goes on it, so many different atmospheres, so much, like, there's rain throughout it, so, like, you know, it's raining for half the movie in this, and so it's like squirting water out of the front of the seat in front of you, like, then it sort of drizzles on you as the movie's going. So
I walked out
and needed like a towel, man. Like,
oh my god,
because I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if it will be something that sort of takes you out of the film, but it really like gets you into it, especially a movie like Tarzan, which is so action-packed. It's like the gunfights and stuff is like, you know, air jets come, like if somebody's getting shot from behind, air jets come from behind your head, like
the
chair's shaking and shit, fucking lightning, like there's flashes of lights every time like a gun fires or lightning flashes. When there's like big panning shots of the forest, You can smell the forest.
What?
You can smell the forest. Like, it's...
No way. What?
And, like, as if it's, like, a craning shot, the chairs will kind of, like, just slightly move with the crane. And it's just like, this is incredible. Why do we not what have this in Australia? Fuck?
That sounds insane.
and I said to my mate, Max, I said, is this, like every week, is there a new movie in here? He's like, yeah, like, the big movie. Like, he saw Mockingjay in it.
Oh, my God. That would have been good, too.
Oh, man. So... even how I feel about this movie, I had a fucking fantastic time watching it. Like,
yeah.
People, oh, when Tarzan's getting dragged through the dirt, yeah, there's like little feathers on your feet. Like, it's, oh, like, my, wow, God. Man. It's just, I wouldn't go see every movie in it, but like if it was a good action flick like this, where you think you're going to get a little bit more out of it. I think in probably the first half an hour of the film, I was just like freaking out. Like, this is fucking awesome. Yeah. So I didn't really watch it too much, but from towards the end, I was noticing that it was getting me into the film more. So yeah, that's something. And you know what? They need to push this shit because cinema is it's getting tougher and tougher to get people to the cinemas.
They are,
know,
pushing the shit, by the way.
Is it coming here?
They're trying to. So my prior work on the Gold Coast, I've moved down to Brisbane for anyone who wants to come and stab me in my sleep. no, so 4D cinema's coming. There's a bunch of small businesses trying to launch it here from Thailand, I'm pretty sure. They offered to launch it on the Gold Coast where I used to work. Not
oh,
sure.
Really?
Not sure.
Australia Fair?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Okay. I don't think.
I was going to say, of all cinemas.
A general manager was keen on it. But apparently it was like a, like they're trying, and it sounds like a fucking great experience. If it's for feature length films, that's fantastic.
That's what I mean. Like I, you know, if it's little novelty things, you're kind of like, yeah, righto. But like for a whole film, it's like somebody has to sit there and program this. So there's, yeah, like there's a thing, there's a business behind this, and I want to see more of it. Like, I didn't even see it in the States. Like, I'm sure it is somewhere, but like I've never even heard of it before.
No, it's crazy. Like, sorry, I have a, just for anyone tuning in, I have a tub of peanut butter in front of me, and I just took a little lick of it, and it's stuck in my teeth.
You're a fuckhead.
Sorry. Anyway.
Well, let's get into the film, yeah, though, because like I just wanted to, I really need to push because it's probably going to affect my review to a certain extent, but
yeah,
because I just had so much fun.
Yeah, yeah, well, you're on a fucking roller coaster, so of course you're gonna have fun.
I know. Well, where should we start?
Let's start with Tarzan.
Tarzan, Alexander Skarsgård.
He's a pretty boy.
He is a pretty boy. He's Eric from True Blood.
Never seen True Blood.
It's a good show. You should watch it.
I will. Are there tits in it?
Oh man, so many titties.
Excellent.
Titties, blood, it's everything.
Now, like, look, my first opinion was like, why the fuck is Tarzan in a suit?
Yeah,
but of course that comes in later. Tarzan, like, I thought his performance was pretty decent. I thought that how articulate he was a little frustrating. I feel as if Tarzan, regardless of how long he's lived in England now,
should,
like,
be a fucking animal.
Yeah, like, what, yeah, what, and you know, and like, I think that was, they're trying to do that where basically when Tarzan becomes Tarzan, he's full on, like, he's fucking relentless. But when he's all suited up, he's quite formal and regal and eloquent. And I think they were trying to show that, you know, the difference when he changes. But really what it did for me was it just kind of gave me the shits because it's like, it was just kind of poor writing. Like, why is Tarzan so eloquent? Why is he so articulate? He should be talking like a fucking guy who has been living in the jungle his whole life, you know? And he doesn't. And that's really annoying. I think that was kind of the only big issue I had with his performance, actually.
Well, it's kind of like if we, you know, you and me as Australians for your, you know, however many years we've lived in Australia and move over to some other country, yeah, we're going to pick up traits of that country, but in our blood, we're always going to be Australian, you know? We're always going to have Australian mentalities and the way that we hold ourselves is not really going to change too much. And that's how I feel that Tarzan should be. Even though he is this fucking suave motherfucker now, he should be still kind of... I feel like he should still be kind of hunched because the one thing about Alexander Skarsgård is he is a tall, tall man and he has incredible posture. Like, impeccable.
Yeah, it's annoying. He should... I think that's what they missed is that sort of like homage. Like, if you're going to make a film about Tarzan having to become Tarzan again, you have to show that he has traits of Tarzan because I wasn't really sure that he was Tarzan until Sam Jackson says you're Tarzan.
Yeah,
like,
well, because he has even has a different name, doesn't he?
He calls him Clayton, which is the bad guy's name in Tarzan. Clayton is the bad guy's name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Clayton Why do that?
Clayton is the bad guy's name in Tarzan. And so I was like, what the fuck?
That's
like,
really, that's a strange choice.
I'm going to Google it quickly just to make sure. But yeah, it was really strange. I think in the original story, John Clayton may have been the
bad guy. I'm not really too familiar with the Tarzan story. Like, I know it, but I never really watched the movies or the Disney movie or anything like that. Like, I have seen them, but I can't remember them. I'm not like fucking attached to this story, and I did want to see the Tarzan story.
You wanted to see a boy get raised by apes and then fuck some shit up when people try and come into his home and then find a girl and love them.
That's what I expected. And like, I respect that they've gone in and tried something different with this weird sequel style. But I'll quickly talk about this and go back to Alexander, because I've got a few more things to say about him. But like, I'm not really a fan of the flashback style.
Fuck oath. It's fucking oath, man.
It just disjoints everything. Like, I'm kind of like getting more invested in that shit. And then when we cut back and he's this regal man in his suit and shit. Boring, I'm like, ugh. I'm like, can't we watch that movie?
Dude, okay, right? Now, this is something, again, we'll come back to Tarzan. You know how this podcast goes. We go on segues.
We rant.
Look. I wanted to watch the fucking film that was being played in the flashbacks. Like, why the fuck would I want to watch him sit around and look at paperwork in England and talk to fucking Jane and whistle like a bird when I can watch him, like, in a jungle get almost killed by gorillas and then somehow, like, that's the story I want to see. And I know I've already seen it, but I want to see it again, man. Like, that's so cool. That's so fresh, you know?
Well, I especially wanted to see it because I'm not so familiar with the story, you know? Like, I'm ready to come back into it. It reminds me of when... Remember that fucking Robin Hood movie that came out a little while ago?
Yeah, I never saw it, eh?
And it was like I think it was either a prequel or a sequel to the...
Yeah, Russell Crowe, yeah.
And it was just like, where is all the classic stuff that I want to see? Like, it's just like, I don't want to watch this. I'm here to watch Robin Hood. I'm here to watch Tarzan.
Yeah.
Like, and we don't get, like, I'm not getting the Tarzan I want.
And when they do it, though, like, when they show, like, Tarzan being Tarzan, like, back when he's living in the jungle, it's pretty cool.
It's sick, man. It's fucking so cool. Good. And like, even, like, him meeting Jane was awesome. Really cool.
Yeah.
Like
sniffs her clunge.
Oh, yeah. That sly dog. I just liked all that because that's that character development that we always strive for.
And it's just such a cool story, you know? Like, it is a really cool story. A man growing up in the jungle. Like, all we want to do is visualize what we do. And, like, it's just such a fantastical story. And instead, we're left with little cock teasers of it. And we're left with this story about a guy who, like, is a little angry that his girlfriend's taken.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
just a little bit.
It takes away from a story that we know and love to tell us a story that we've known, that we know. Because we've seen...
Look, I'm fucking keen for something new. And I, like I said, I do like what they're trying to do. I just don't think they did it well. Because I'm more keen on the flashbacks and groaning when I'm coming back to the actual story that they're presenting me, I'm not... That's not good. I shouldn't be feeling that way. And because the story here is, like you said, it's a man... a businessman going back to be the wild man.
Yeah. Why can't we just see him be a wild man?
Yeah. I want to bring it back to Tarzan now because I am confused at the start that he's a businessman because I'm like, hold on, am I watching Tarzan? Like, and then you finally get told that he is Tarzan. You're like, oh, okay. So he's been living. Oh, so this is a sequel. Okay. So you can't. Okay. I get it. I'm here. And then it's like, all right, now let's... He's obviously going to go back and fucking just lose his shit and go wild. And I didn't think he went as wild as I would have liked to. Did you... You sort of said that you liked how he kind of loses his shit. Did you like that?
I liked... There's moments where he gets kind of real feral and I was like, that's fucking cool. But again...
Like which parts? Because I don't remember any parts.
When he's fighting the gorilla, brother, was good, I was like, that's fucking dope. And when he's on the train and he just kicks the door and just starts fucking basically killing people.
Yeah, I agree with that to a certain extent. But there's one problem I have with that train scene, as cool as it is. Like, he kicks a dude through the fucking... He kicks a dude through the wall. Why is he fighting like a man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like get down like a gorilla and be more fucking animalistic.
He's punching them and like throw... Yeah, exactly.
He's punching like... He's throwing perfect haymakers, you know?
The one thing I did really think was cool and the filmmakers did really well with Tarzan was the knuckle thing. That was fucking like still stuck in my mind.
That is cool.
The kid's like, look at his hands and he's just like so deformed. I was like, yeah, that's fucking it was. So
But
so cool.
It never really came back, though.
No, which is weird. Because
which is really disappointing. Like, they do set up a lot in this film, but I find that it's all kind of just, like, nods. It's like, oh, yeah, he is still an animal. Look at his cool knuckles. And, like, I don't know how you would bring it back, but...
Yeah.
If, like, maybe if he's in disguise and somebody sees his knuckles or something stupid like that. I don't know. But it just felt like... They were telling me he was an animal, but besides actually seeing those little bits of knuckle, I didn't really believe he was an animal.
Well, like, they spend so much time on him and, like, showing off that he's from the jungle in the fucking silliest ways. Like, he does all those mating calls with Jane.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, why the fuck am I watching these guys have sex?
She's, like, talking about every... Like, she...
Mating call.
She says, oh, that's a such-and-such mating
like
call.
Like, she's Sherlock Holmes from it's the, like, Guy Ritchie series. Like, fucking... Jesus.
It was so on the nose and so fucking, yeah, like, that's bad writing to me.
It is. Horrible. And, like, why would anyone want to watch that, you know? Like, we want to see Tarzan be a fucking monkey, man. Like, that's the whole point. Man is monkey. Holy shit, how cool is that? And you're right, no, they don't. And this one is something that's really frustrating. It's almost like they made this film to make this actor look really cool. Because... Yeah. He's just this gorgeous boy, and he just stays a gorgeous boy.
And that's my biggest problem. I love Alexander Skarsgård. I think he's a fantastic actor. He is perfect for the role of Eric in fucking True Blood. Like, absolutely 100% perfect. And he's kind of trying to play the same role here. And that's like a suave motherfucker. Tarzan should not be a suave motherfucker. You know?
No, he shouldn't. He should be a fucking animal.
Now, I've got to segue a little bit and then come back to Tarzan again, because I've got something, another thing that I want to talk to him about. But I want to sprinkle in a bit of positivity here, because the atmosphere in this fucking film is spot on.
So cool, eh? Like, dramatic.
It looks great. It sounds great. There's always mist everywhere. Like, the colors of everything is just so flat out fucking beautiful.
And that wide angle lens,
I'm like getting goosebumps even thinking about it.
I'm so shocked too, because this film is really good, but in ways that I didn't expect it. Like, aesthetically, this film is amazing. Like,
yeah.
It just looks, everything is so gorgeous. And
as a production, it's incredible.
Except the CGI, which is trash. But,
It kind of came and went, I found. There was, like, good bits and then really, really bad bits.
The rope swinging was really fucking pathetic. The animals looked all right. Like, I was like, I can believe... Like, I'll buy into this.
We can, but we've seen Jungle Book now, so we're fucking tainted, you know?
You're fucked up, hey? Make another Disney film about someone living in the jungle. Yeah. You better make him look pretty even. But no, the rope swing was pretty weak. But the aesthetic, like, back to it, it's fucking pretty, man. And the sound design, holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, man.
When that's those what I mean. Like, the sound design coupled with a 4D cinema was just, man, like, blowing my mind.
So, yeah, I think on surface level, a lot of it looks really good and it sounds really good. And it's well edited, I think, as well, which is something I noticed.
Like, the action scenes are fantastic. Like you said, coupled with the great sound design, it's really top-notch. Like, it's top-notch filmmaking in a production sense. But I feel like it's disjointed storytelling style and lack of character development and lack of me giving a shit about Tarzan really hurt it the most. But this is the one thing I want to talk about Tarzan, because as much as I love this atmosphere, it just sets up such a, like, horrific vibe. Like, that first scene... where Christoph Waltz and his lads are walking through, and, like, the fucking the spear just comes out of the mist, and, like, it's just all this, like, shit, what is on the other side of that mist? And then all of a sudden they just kill the whole tribe.
Yeah.
It's like, you had it there. Like, I'm waiting for that tension. I'm waiting for that. It's like they cut out a part of the scene, like, because you know it was written there, you know it was there. Like, they set it up. Like, I was expecting all these guys to run out and just kill everybody, but you don't see any of it, which is kind of, I guess, almost cool.
They were trying so hard. Like, you can tell the whole way through this film, they were trying so hard to make this an MA film. Like, they were trying to make the most violent kids film you've ever seen. Like, they were just like, fuck, we got to do what we can. I guarantee.
And they've obviously been, like, told to chop it up. And
I guarantee, like, that scene in particular, like, they're shooting into the mist and it cuts back and there's dead bodies where nothing was, and it makes no sense. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Where did they come from? There definitely would have been a shot of them running through the mist.
I'd love to see a director's cut of this. I'm sure there's more
blood
and sure.
gore. And
but my biggest the thing I think they dropped the ball the most on was, you know, how they keep talking about how Tarzan is like a spirit or like a ghost in the trees or something.
An evil demon, yeah.
I can't remember exactly what they say, yeah. But they're talking about him as if he's Batman.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm waiting for that Batman scene, that Dark Knight, that Batman Begins, where he just comes out of nowhere, he's swooping people picking from the people trees, off. He's fucking yeah. taking whatever. And again, I feel like that was in their minds, because as... It should have been the moment that we know Tarzan's back, you know? He's now the wild man that we're here to see. And I was sitting there all giddy. I'm like, it's all misty. There was that scene where, you know, they went... I don't know if it was before or after they killed all the gorillas, but there's all the mercenaries just walking through the fucking forest.
That's before.
Before, yeah. So, you know, they're just kind of walking through. And there's even bits where you hear like his... sort of thing. But it's not done in... the way that I feel it should have been done. Like, I feel like that should have been the call of, oh, fuck, he's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, like, almost there, but there isn't enough of it.
They set it up so well, and they never give you a payoff.
Then he just comes down, and it's just a Hollywood fight. Like, you know, let's just kill a bunch of people, and it's good, but without that little bit of, like, horror-esque before it, I feel like it just wastes all of the build-up of what this Tarzan character should have been.
And the whole point is Tarzan's animalistic. He's this crazy animalistic, like, guy with this intelligence of a human, so he's just fucking deadly. He should have been Batman. He should have been naked Batman.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
And, like, and they set it up, and they have these moments, and they never fall through. They always fall through, like, and they're always quite... sort of pathetic, even. Like,
yeah, it is.
There's just this whole moment with the leader about the Congo, because he killed this guy's son for the son killed his dad, mm-hmm. frees his gorilla mother. This whole argument. And then he goes, where is your honor? And he says, I had none. And I'm like, fuck, that's good. Because mm-hmm. of course he had none. He's an animal, you mm-hmm. know? And then at the end, though, like, that's a huge turning point for Tarzan. Like, he's showing that he's human.
He has honor now. Yeah, he's a human. But
And then at the very end, he kills Christoph Waltz. And, like, yeah, it's a cool moment, and you really want him to die, but it makes no sense, because he just did this whole existential reflection about how he's got honor.
Yeah,
and he feeds him to crocodiles. Like, what the fuck was that shit? That was so ridiculous. It was just such a pathetic sort of, like, it was the most Hollywood ending, and it was really pathetic. He should have tried to save him, you know, that's what Tarzan would have done.
Yeah.
He does it with Clayton in the original cartoon. He saves Clayton, and Clayton ends up hanging himself, I'm pretty sure.
No, you're right. Why even set shit up if you're not going to pull through with it?
Exactly.
It feels like a broken record sometimes. We talk about this all the time. These filmmakers, they have, like, this had a huge fucking budget. Like, it was huge. Like, who said cut all this crap out? Like, because you know it's there. Screenwriters wrote this. And they like, good screenwriters would have written this and got into it. Because it's a loved character. And I'm sure it was there. And some producer fucks probably come in and be like, no, we need to cut that. We needed to get it down to this much time. And that's my... I just feel like there's so much missing from this movie.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
And I wasn't sure if it was just because I don't really like the use of flashbacks anymore in films. Right. Like, I feel like it's a cheap
trash.
Way of doing
they
things.
They are trash.
Because,
yeah,
like, even the way that you did the plot summary and the way... I was just reading the plot summary on Wiki before as well. The first paragraph is the original Tarzan story.
Because the original Tarzan story is better than this story. That's the bottom line.
It's a better story. I'm just saying, in terms of story and the story, the way they're telling the story, they should have just had the first fucking third of it be the original Tarzan story and then go into this, if that's what they want to do. And I probably would have liked it better, because it would have been a coherent story. But here, it's just so disjointed and all over the place. Plus, they're cutting shit out. Like, it feels like every scene just has, like, oh, we could just cut a little bit out just to bring that runtime down, you know?
And the whole thing is, like, with flashbacks as well, with any sort of, like, scriptwriter or storyteller, as an audience member, and both of us as filmmakers, like, the reason people use flashbacks is because they're easy to give exposition.
Yeah.
And the reason audience members hate flashbacks is because you've already seen the outcome, so you don't have any investment in what's happening on screen. We know Tarzan's going to move to England and live with Jane. So when we see a flashback of him in the jungle, And he gets beaten up by a gorilla. We know he's okay. We know he's going to end up with Jane. And you don't think that as you're watching it. But that's why, because it's not happening. There's no investment because it's a memory of a character.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would we want to watch a memory of a character?
And I think that's the problem with me is I never really invest in these characters because the story that I care about isn't being told to me in a way that I want it to be told.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, the way they do it as well is just super lame. Like, he's, looking out windows and, you know, being deep in thought while he thinks back on his life. It's like, why are you thinking back on your life now? I know you're going back home, but it's like, that was your life. I still can't accept the fact that he would be a businessman for 10 years.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I feel like, you know, the Call of the Wild should have been there well before this.
The other thing is, speaking of the wild, one of the big aspects of Tarzan is obviously the gorillas, which in the flashback they play a big part, but they're so redundant in this film.
They're just an obstacle.
It really upsets me because they set it up again. They have this, the male gorilla, I forget his name, but he's huge in the original Tarzan film. The male gorilla, the alpha, wants to kill Tarzan all the time, hates him.
Yeah.
And nothing happens to him. He beats up Tarzan. Tarzan gets rescued, and you never see him again. That's it.
Did he get killed, or did the rest of them get killed? Because all the gorillas got killed, didn't they?
You never see the old school gorilla again, the big one again. He's just gone, I'm pretty sure.
The one that he fights is the little brother, isn't
it? It's his brother. Yeah. The other thing that makes no sense was the mum. So Tarzan gets beaten up and taken into the jungle, into the tribe, and the mum's standing on the edge, whinging, like crying, but the flashback, hang on one sec. I don't know what the fuck is going on outside at fucking 8:50 at night. I'm across my house. What the fuck is that? Jesus Christ. Anyway. Sorry. Hang on. I'm just going to close my window. It's some asshole on his fucking bike.
On his bike?
Such a cunt. It's a fucking... people doing roadworks outside at fucking 8:50 at night in a residential area. Are you kidding?
They're pretty cool.
That's fucking great. I'm really happy that on a suburban street in the middle of Wynnum, they're deciding to do roadworks at 8:50 at night. Just so anyone's aware, I just have to close my window because a bunch of government cunts are doing roadworks at 9 o'clock at night.
Don't they know this is podcast time?
I don't understand how... That's illegal, isn't it? You can't do that.
I thought so, but...
You can't do that after 5.
In a residential area, I think it's 6 or 7 that they can only go.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on? Anyway, let's move on from that because the gorillas are redundant and it makes no sense that the dad gorilla's gone. The mum's crying at the end when Tarzan's taken away from the jungle finally, but then the son kills the mum when Tarzan is a jungle boy.
Mm.
So what? That makes no sense either. What the fuck? Hasn't he left at this point? What's going on? If anyone, I might be remembering this wrong. Maybe it was a different gorilla, but can someone, reiterate? Because I'm pretty sure that was a huge plot hole for me.
I can't even really remember it, to be honest.
Yeah,
that's how redundant it is. I think it was the son... The son kills the mum, and then he goes and kills the son.
Yeah, when he's a jungle boy. But the mum... He's already left the mum, because Jane takes him away...
Oh, yeah, but it's still his mum. I understand.
No, but Jane takes him away, and so don't they leave? Don't they escape at that point? And the mum's crying on the edge of the thing, so he's not Tarzan anymore?
But isn't he just in that village?
So does he go back? But how would he know his mum's dead if he's living in the village?
Well, doesn't she, scream or something? I think he hears her. I don't know. I fucking don't know.
It was really weird. Anyway, look.
But again, it wasn't really made out to be as big a deal as it probably could have been. I get his rage. I understand why he kills the other guy.
Yeah, would have fucking killed the shit out of him too.
Yeah.
No, and then you come back to normal time, you finally get to see these gorillas again that have played a big fucking part in these flashbacks, and they're nothing.
Thought they were going to fuck up all those mercenaries, and then the mercenaries just kill them all.
Mercenaries kill them all, and then the other thing is he finally crosses with his brother, and it's redundant. He loses against his brother, and they leave him alone. And then finally the gorillas come to save the day when Tarzan's in trouble with the tribesmen, but they don't actually save the day. They just sit there and watch.
Mm.
And then at the very end, which makes no fucking sense, Tarzan recruits some lions to herd some buffalo, which is fucking dumb as it is. But why the fuck isn't the gorilla there as well? There's one gorilla there chasing the lions away, towards it. And you've just spent this whole fucking movie trying to prove that animals are real and the relationship he had with them was a real animalistic relationship. So why the fuck would one gorilla go, you know what, I'm going to leave the forest, go to the savannah and help this guy hurt? Like, how the fuck would the gorilla know to do that? There's nothing natural about it. It was so dumb.
Well, I think, you know, it's like some sort of connection and whatever, but it's not really played out as well. I liked the fight with the brother. I thought that was quite fun.
The fight was good, but it never led to anything.
Well, it led to him being accepted back into the herd. Into the herd? Is that what are gorillas? Group? I don't know. The group of gorillas. Then I think it's leading to what you just talked about, where they come to help him with the wildebeest, even if it is just one, because the rest of them are fucking dead.
Exactly.
I like that he lost the fight, because that was the whole... It was like he almost like had to throw the fight to make the gorilla feel okay. And it's like, all right, I can beat the shit out of you, and then you can get out of here. Another 4D reference, actually. You know when he's getting whacked in the back?
Yeah.
Fucking little things in the back of the chair hit you in the back? Like I felt like I was getting hit in the back.
That's cool as fuck. Jesus.
Oh, man. It's so good. It needs to come to Australia. Please.
We'll just move to Thailand, review all of our films. They go 4D.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we'll put up a donate button when we eventually get a website. And if you all listeners want to put all your money in, then every time we review something, we'll fly to Thailand and do that. Is that cool? 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 Okay, sweet. All right, enough about fucking Tarzan, except for one little fun fact. Tom Hardy was actually in the running
to play Tarzan. Yeah, thank God he didn't.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked. I love Tom Hardy, but I don't know who would have been a good Tarzan, because I don't really think this guy in the end wasn't the right choice for me. He was too suave. Who do you think would have been a good Tarzan?
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, it's hard to go past him.
That's all I thought when I was watching him, to be honest. Like, George of the Jungle, it was just him. Brendan Fraser. That's all I kept thinking.
I had a thought before, and it's kind of random, but I think he could have done it, is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah!
You know how he had the, like... You know, when he was, like, Prince of Persia, he had, like, the long hair. Make it a little bit longer. Get him all buffed up again.
True. I don't know. I feel like True Blood did it well. It wasn't really up to him. He wasn't the reason this was trash. Like, his character was kind of ruined, to be honest.
Not 100%, but I really don't... to me, he didn't suit it. I think I've probably got too much True Blood in my head as well. Like, I see too much of Eric in this character, which you probably don't.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So I don't really have anything to base him off. I'm sorry. I'm just... for anyone listening at home, I'm very distracted by the fact that whatever the fuck is going on outside is quite loud and giving me the absolute fucking shits. What the fuck are they doing on my fucking street right now?
Okay, let's move on before we get too angry.
Banging and shit. Are they like having a fucking orgy in a car? It sounds like a boat.
Speaking of orgies, Margot Robbie.
Fuck, man, she's so hot. I've never paid attention to how attractive Margot Robbie is ever. Like, everyone talked about it in Wolf of Wall Street, and I was like, eh. And holy fuck, she's a babe. She's a fucking babe. She's the hottest person I've ever seen. She's so attractive.
She's super sexy. What the fuck? Really, really pretty. You know what I really like about this film, though? Is, you know, she is a sexy girl, and we've seen her nude in Wolf of Wall Street, and she's got a banging body. We're going to see pretty much all of her in Suicide Squad as Harley Quinn, which is great. I'm fine with it. But in this movie, she isn't really sexualized at all.
No, it's really good, and I quite respect that as well.
Yeah. And she can still be sexy as hell, not sexualized. And that's really cool. She's a really cool character as well. I actually like her a lot more than Tarzan. Like, she does shit, you know?
Yeah, she does.
She's more proactive than Tarzan, I feel. It's not until that she kind of gets taken that Tarzan's like, fuck, I better do something. And she could almost handle herself. Like, she nearly got away.
Yeah, which is cool. Like, I really like that she didn't like cry or scream or be upset when what's his name was
drowning.
Like, she was like, all right, I'll get the fuck out of there, and saves him. I was like, that's cool. Like, that's really cool. Yeah. I like that a lot.
A really active female protagonist is nice to see. Like, and not in a shove down your throat, I'm a fucking independent woman sort of thing. Nope. It's like, I'm just a fucking boss ass bitch, and I'm going to get shit done.
It's
respect.
Good.
I really enjoyed that scene with her and Christoph at the dinner table.
Yeah, it was cool, but I was kind of over it because, hey, that's actually directly from Inglourious Basterds, where Christoph Waltz sits with the white blonde girl and scares the shit out of her.
Yeah, true.
That really bothered me, actually. He just does it so well, though. Like, Christoph Waltz, it just, like, he's really cool, but, hey, don't typecast this actor. like you keep fucking doing, because he's really good, and all you guys are doing in Hollywood is just going, oh, seemingly weak, but really quite strong, intimidating white guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What's Chris? Like, fucking, come on, man. Like, that dinner scene was straight out of fucking Inglourious Basterds, and it wasn't as good. It was nice, but I'm like, yeah, I've seen this, man.
I like the tension. I like, but one thing I really like about his character is his little necklace thing.
Yeah, that was great.
It's almost as cool as the, yeah, what's that? You know that blue dude in Guardians of the Galaxy? He has that whistle thing. The little arrow that kills it. It's like, it reminds me of something. Like, it's just something different, something fun, something not, it doesn't really look that deadly, but he could fucking kill you so easily with it. And he's like, he's a boss with it. Like, he traps Margot's hand and like just kills people on the drop of a hat. Like, I felt he was a good villain, as always. Like, Christoph's a really good villain. And I did feel that this is going to be a good showdown. And it did take a bunch of crocodiles to kill him. So I was happy with that. As much as it destroyed like the whole purpose of the film,
ruined the integrity
and the character, but like it was cool seeing them just come in and rip. I just like seeing crocodiles.
That was one of the only payoffs they did. Of course, it was the fucking mating calls they pay off. Like, him knowing what the sound animals make to fuck is the reason he's alive. Like, what the fuck, you know?
I know, it's the dumbest trait he had. Like, bring back the knuckles, bring back the vine swinging, bring back the spirit in the jungle sort of thing. I don't know.
It just, I don't know, the rope swinging shit was crap too. Like, what the fuck?
Man, those fucking vines must have been like 100 meters long.
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck?
When honestly, they're chasing that train, it's that like so they don't stupid. They don't change one vine. I was like, come on.
He swings from vines. Yeah. Not swings from a individual vine.
Swings on a vine.
It made no sense. Like, it was such a stupid moment. And Samuel Jackson, like, he is funny, but why the fuck is he in it? I kind of really just wanted to watch Tarzan. Like,
it's like Sam J just rocked up and said, you're going to put me in this fucking movie. And they're like, yes, sir. You know? Like, it's just like, why would this the character doesn't even feel like it needs to belong there. Like, the only purpose of him is to be like, hey, you're coming because you're Tarzan.
Exactly.
Then he's just there being Sam J, which I'm fine with, because there's funny bits, you know, where they're talking about, oh, you know, touching his nuts and the gorilla's nuts. And there's a bit where, you know, Sam J jumps off that cliff and he's like, shit! Just the classic
Sam
J.
So ridiculous,
which I'm fucking cool with because he's so funny. I love it. But you really have to stop and think, like, what are you here for, man? It's like, you rocked up to the party, but you weren't invited.
Yeah, and basically just kind of is there for exposition. But I'm like, hey, I think one of the issues I'm having is I don't want to fucking hear exposition. I want to see Tarzan be fucking Tarzan, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, that was a real issue. But, I mean, those are kind of the only real characters. They kind of have these side characters who pop up, but they're just there as cannon fodder. Like, the chief of the village.
Yeah, the chief of the village, the tribe, the tribe leader. Even though he's a big fight at the end, he's not really...
Yeah, like, they're just fucking there for nothing, and that's annoying, but...
Maybe they were just trying to do too much, you know? Maybe they wanted to stay true to the original story, but so they had to... But they wanted to do something new, and they knew that people like you and me would get shitty if they did something new but didn't reference the old one. But then by doing that, it's just disjointed everything and made it a bit of a mess.
They just fucked up. Like, they just fucked up big time.
I don't know. I'm good. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done, eh? All right,
let's get out of here.
Someone's chainsawing outside right now, eh?
What?
Someone's using a chainsaw.
It must be some emergency. There'd be no one chainsawing at this time.
I can't believe it. I don't know what they're doing, but I can hear it. It's not an emergency because there were trucks like driving up and down my street for like an hour. It's not a fucking emergency.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on from the cunts outside. This film is really pretty. It's a really pretty film. It has moments of really cool kind of shit, but it's not Tarzan. It doesn't feel like Tarzan, and all we wanted was this film to be Tarzan. And it's pretty simple. You know, Jungle Book did a really good job of taking a traditional story, and I was really not keen for that film, and they took a traditional cartoon story that seems pretty unbelievably hard to do in live-action formula, and they nailed it. Like, just nailed it. And this, they didn't. They didn't nail it. They tried to go a more dramatic route and then forgot the core material. You know, and that's disappointing. And I'm really disappointed that this film isn't what we expected And not to say that I had a bad time, I just didn't necessarily have a very good time. So I give it a 2 out of 5.
Yeah, look, I've really realized how kind of weak this film is after talking about it with you. Because, like, obviously my memory of it and forever will be this 4D cinema that just blew my mind. So
yeah,
I've got this rose-tinted glasses on. But now talking about it, I really realize just how really convoluted the plot is. They don't really know what they're trying to do. I feel like I can see what they want, and they're like almost getting there, and I'm like ready for it. I'm presenting myself for them to give it to me, you know. And they just don't.
They just tease
me with everything, and it's almost more disappointing because, like, I know that they've got it in them, and it's there, it's ready, it's set up. And it's not coming. And I'm just like, okay, I don't know. It's just shitty. Shitty in terms of, I don't care about any of the characters except for Jane. Jane's the only person I gave two shits about.
And that's because we kind of want to hold her hand and give her a kiss.
It's a good percentage of it. But she is also, like, just a really strong character. And a really, like, I just wanted to keep watching her do things. But they still try to make her the damsel in distress. It's like, she doesn't have to be.
Exactly.
And you've made her too strong to be that, almost. And it's almost like Tarzan should be the damsel in distress. He's like...
he doesn't do much.
He's almost prettier than her, too. Like,
he is prettier than... They're a pretty attractive couple, to be honest. The two people who grew up in a fucking jungle, they've done well.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing. I wanted to see more jungle shit. I want to see Tarzan become the animal. I wanted to see that Batman Begins. I wanted to see the mystery that is Tarzan. And I wanted to be kind of scared of him for the mercenaries, and that didn't come, so that's another disappointment. But there are positives in this film, and the most of it is in the production. Like, I just can't go past the atmosphere in this film. It has some of the best, it has the best feeling, and it might be just the 4D talking as well, but, like, generally it's just a fucking really, like, I felt like I was in this world for the most part, until it started getting all disjointed with flashbacks and shit. But when we were actually sitting and they let us breathe in a scene, it was just on point. And I really appreciate that, because there's not too much of that going around at the moment. And especially, like, I like a good jungle film, and I felt like I was in the jungle. It felt like claustrophobic. It was misty. I don't know what's on the other side of those bushes, but they don't play with that. And that really sucks. So look, good, bad, average, the most average of average scores, 2.5 out of 5. Go see it in 4D if you can, though. It fucking makes it.
fly to Thailand, everybody.
Cool. Well, that's that. Now we're going to get back into our Ghostbusters retrospective. What do you say?
Sounds fucking great. Can't wait.
Well, it's almost out. People are shitting on it left, right, and center, but is it actually going to be a good film? Ghostbusters the reboot comes out this week. We're going to review it next week.
You know what? I'm actually pretty keen for it.
No!
I saw the trailer, a new trailer in the cinema, and it didn't look terrible.
Like, the new trailer's really good.
I thought it was quite... It looks quite funny. Like,
yeah.
It kind of looks pretty cool, so I'm kind of keen for it.
This could be an interesting turn of events.
I think the hate from it now, like, I don't like bandwagons when it comes to hating things. Like, I'm pretty good at forming my own opinion. Sometimes they fuse together, like my hate for... No, well, generally, like, people like Jennifer Lawrence. I fucking hate the bitch. This film, like, I didn't like it because the trailer was trash. But looking at the last trailer, it seems like a comedy. And I'm keen for that. I want to see a comedy. I don't want to see an action film. I want to see a comedy. If it's comedy, a good comedy, I'll be happy.
And I think it will be. Paul Feig doesn't really let us down.
If, like, Melissa McCarthy plays a sweary, obnoxious, fat idiot, I'm going to probably be upset.
Look, I think you're going to get bits of that, but I don't think that's her whole character. I think there's going to be bits where she, like, yells at a ghost and kind of like, oh, look at me. Oh, whoops.
Yeah, it's...
That's what I see her characters from, judging from the trailers.
The black girl, please, just... If she's this obnoxious, yelly character, which I'm pretty sure she will be, that'll be disappointing as well. Like, that'll probably bother me because it's not funny, man. There's not humor in it. Like, but the bit I did like was when she was... The gargoyles on
had the ghost on her shoulders
again, but, like, the thing that kind of bothers me is that, yeah, that's funny, but then they add this selfie joke in, and I'm like,
I thought that was quite funny, actually. I don't she's think, like, are you serious?
It's just like since 2010, every fucking comedy film, like stereotypical American comedy film, has to incorporate some joke about iPhones, like some phone joke.
Yeah, but it's like such a thing still, like especially going on holidays, man, the amount of selfies that go around, like at this elephant park, motherfuckers are getting, it actually has a word, it's called an elfie. People getting elfies. It's like, Jesus Christ, guys.
I want it to be good, and I want it to be original.
You don't want it to be cliched.
No,
there will be cliches, but I hope, hopefully they play on it in a funny way.
I wasn't a huge fan of Spy, but I really did like Bridesmaids. Like, I was really liking Bridesmaids, so gone. Hopefully they pull it off.
Look, I am even more excited. Like, they're really pushing the merchandising, or not merchandise, like the marketing is everywhere at the moment, and I'm really, for a movie like this, which I'm already keen for, it gets me more keen. It was like when Deadpool was coming out, and like, I've seen Deadpool everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, it's nearly here. And like, I was just on the PlayStation store the other day, and they've got like little character bios for each of the characters, like little 30-second to a minute videos each of them. So you get to see a little bit more of their characters. And I'm like, oh, like now I kind of get it. Now I know what they're doing with each of these characters. And it really excites me. Like I'm really keen, but that hate bandwagon that you're talking about, it's fucking real, man.
Yeah,
like,
it's
on. Like on our Facebook at the moment, you can go check it out. Our Ghostbusters 2 review, the comments and that, people people aren't even looking at what we're actually posting up.
Yeah.
They're saying this movie's gonna be shit. It's Ghostbusters 2. It's already out. It's shit or it isn't. Like, come on, guys. Like, people are just seeing Ghostbusters and instantly hating. They're not giving it a chance, and this is the biggest bandwagon hate I've seen since Batman v Superman.
Yeah, that was a lot of hate.
I don't know even if that movie deserved it all, but like, it's fucking, this movie isn't even out yet, guys. Like, let's give it a go. I'm gonna give it a go, you're gonna give it a go, we're gonna watch it this week, and we're gonna review it next week.
It's gonna be good. Anyway, guys, we hope you enjoyed our bloody Tarzan review. It's good to be back. It's good to be reviewing again. Feels good. Feels fresh. Can't wait to forget that I have to watch a movie until the day before, watch it in a rush, and then have to podcast really late because that's happened about, I don't know, I can't even count how many times we've fucked
not on,
up.
Not on two hands.
Jesus. Anyway, have a good one, guys. We hope you have enjoyed today. We love you very much. Play the music. Fish.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fish and Connoisseur Movie. Fish and Connoisseur Movie does not own any rights to the film, The Legend of Tarzan, its marketing, or its soundtrack, and no infringement is intended. The track, The Legend of Tarzan, is performed by Rupert Gregson-Williams.